Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Hello, I'm John, your host and the creator of Cool English. Whether you're learning or teaching English, join us for a fun and informative journey every week. We cover a range of topics to help students and teachers of all ages. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, everyone. John again. And today I'll be talking about articles. Articles are a type of grammar that we use to show if nouns are singular, plural, unique, known, or unknown. There are three major types of articles. We have the, or the definite article, a, or an, the indefinite articles, and we do have the zero article, meaning we don't use any. Let's go ahead and start off with a, or an, the indefinite articles. These are used for general singular nouns. So for example, instead of saying one, the number one, we tend to use a. So instead of one dog, we would say a dog. Or instead of saying one man, we would say a man. Now, we have a or n. And a is the letter A, and n is A and N. A we use before consonant sounds, words that begin with a consonant sound. So for example, the word banana starts with the letter B and the consonant sound B or B. So we'd say a banana. But other words like egg or orange start with a vowel. And if it starts with a vowel, or a vowel sound, to be more precise, we use N. So we say an egg, or an orange. Be careful, there are some exceptions to this when it comes to the sound instead of the actual consonant. For the majority of the time, it will be a consonant or a vowel. A, E, I, O, U, you use N. Anything else, use A. But there are some exceptions. An example would be words that start with the letter U, but don't have the sound. So for example, unhappy. Un has a U sound, an uh sound. So we say an unhappy person. But a word like university, it has the Y, U sound. So we say a university. Maybe you could say a unicorn. We might say, for example, the word hour. Now, hour starts with the letter H, but because the letter H is silent, it sounds like the letter O. So we say an hour, an honest person. So there's a couple words with U, like university or unicorn, and there's a couple words with H. We say hour or honest, but for the most part, consonants, we say a, and vowels, we say n. Now, the definite article. The definite article is the word the, and we use this for specific or unique things. So if I'm just talking about a general singular thing, I'm going to say, yes, could you please give me a banana? But if I'm talking about a specific one, I'd say, yes, could you give me the banana on the table? So the, very specific things, and it can be countable or uncountable, singular or plural, doesn't matter. Where a or an is only for singular countable nouns. The other thing we use the for is unique things, like the Eiffel Tower. There's only one Eiffel Tower, so we say the Eiffel Tower. Superlatives, like the best or the tallest, always use the. Ordinal numbers, like the first, the second. If something is unique, there's only one. The sun, the moon, the earth. And a lot of geography, we tend to use the. For example, the north or the south, the Nile, the Amazon. But there are many exceptions to this, especially like plural mountain ranges. We say the Andes, but a singular mountain, we say Mount Everest. Many times we use no article. So if we're talking about a plural noun, but a general plural noun, I wouldn't use any article. I would just say something like, dogs are good pets. But I might say, the dogs across the street are wonderful. because it's a specific set of dogs. We also don't use any article with names of people, cities, languages. So we say just Miami, not the Miami. We have certain places like school, home, and work. We tend not to use articles. So I'm going home. I'm going to work, but I'm at the mall. And meals, we tend not to use articles. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, we say I have a pizza, a hamburger, but let's have lunch. No lunch or the lunch. So it can get a little tricky, you know, working with articles, but it is an essential part of English grammar, and your ability to know which is really useful. So I hope this helped a little bit. And please check out coolenglish.net for practice, review, and games on articles. Thank you.